A title appears over ornaments. Christmas Eve on Sesame Street. At an ice rink, people wave to Big Bird as they skate around a Christmas tree. Starring Jim Henson's Muppets. Featuring Frank Oz, Jerry Nelson, and Richard Hunt. And the cast of Sesame Street, Linda Bovey, Northern Calloway, Debbie Chen, Will Lee, Loretta Long, Sonia Manzano, Bob McGrath, Roscoe Orman, Elena Reed, and Carol Spinney as Big Bird and Oscar. Producer Dulcie Singer, written by John Stone and Joseph A. Bailey. More credits appear. Bert and Ernie hold hands as they skate. Mr. Hooper pulls two kids sitting on a sled. Cookie Monster waves his hands and falls over. Oscar the Grouch skates in his trash can. Now the kids pull Mr. Hooper on the sled. Ernie, Cookie Monster, and the Count play hockey with Bert's shoe.
Hey, come on, guys, that's my shoe.
You can have it back right after the game, Bert. One Cookie Monster over here.
This one. Oh, yeah.
Hey, come on, guys, my toes are getting cold.
Alone, Big Bird holds onto the wall of the ice rink. His skates keep slipping on the ice. A little girl with curly hair and a plaid skirt glides over to him. His legs wobble. Big Bird waves at her. Then he slowly skates away from the wall. He slips and grabs on to the wall again. The girl looks up at him sadly. He tries to skate out again. He slips and falls down. The girl helps him stand up. She shows him how to skate forward. She waves for him to follow. Big Bird skates forward, shaking. He slips, but he doesn't fall down. Now the girl shows him how to do a spin. Big Bird covers his eyes, then spins perfectly. Bert, Ernie, Cookie Monster, and the Count face three colorful barrels.
Okay, now here we're gonna do barrel jumping. Uh-huh. Yeah, I'll go first, okay? This is gonna be whiz-bang fun, guys.
Okay, let's see it, Bert.
Bert leaps over the barrels. The Count skates like he's going to jump the barrels, but glides past them.
One, two, three.
Okay, hey, Bert, me next, huh? There we go. Okay, Bert, watch the left foot, Bert. Ooh, 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 here we go.
Ernie just lifts up his left foot.
Okay, Cookie Monster.
Me.
Okay, Cookie Monster.
Here we go.
Okay. He belly flops onto the barrels. All the barrels are smashed.
Oh, he's all right. Wonderful.
Cookie Monster.
That terrific fun. More barrels. More barrels.
Oscar's legs stick out of his trash can. David tries to do a spin, but almost falls. Gordon swings his arms around. He does a clumsy spin. David laughs. A boy gracefully spins around on one foot. The two men look at each other and smile. Now, Ernie sits on the side of a gray barrel and Cookie Monster and the Count push him.
Here comes Bert.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay, I'll give the signal.
Hey, come on, you guys, be careful.
What?
Ernie, you're gonna get hurt sitting on the side of the barrel. Oh. Ernie, don't sit on the side of the barrel.
Okay, Bert.
Don't sit on the side of the barrel.
Oh, sorry, Bert.
You'll get hurt.
Oh. Ernie lifts the barrel to show he was skating the whole time. Fake legs hang over the side.
Oh, Bert! Bert! Are you okay, Bert?
Bert's covered in garlands. A bunch of people skate in a line. David tries to stop a boy from falling over, and they both fall down.
Let's play Stop the Whip!
Cookie swings the count in a circle.
Oh, one time around!
Oh!
Oh, two times around!
Oh!
Oh, three times around! I love it!
You're next! Can I play?
Yeah. Ernie holds onto the count's hand, joining the swinging line.
Here I come, Bert.
Bert covers his eyes as they swing him.
Mary, not so fast.
The view spins around quickly. Bert grabs the handle of Oscar's trash can.
Hey, take your hands off the hardware.
They spin faster and faster. Oscar flies through the air. He bounces down a flight of stairs. He breaks through a wall. He crashes through another wall, down more stairs, and out the front door.
Oscar, are you all right?
Oh, boy. Oscar. Golly, what a crash. Oh, let's get him on his feet here. Oscar, you okay? Oscar, you all right?
All right. Let's go back and do it again.
Oh, well, I'm so glad. Oh, I want everybody to be happy on Christmas Eve, Oscar. Hey, it's a big night. Tonight's the night that Santa Claus comes, and his reindeer will be landing on the roof. Then he takes his big bag of toys, and he slides down the chimney.
Aw, come on.
What do you mean, aw, come on?
Just hold it right there, bird brain. Do you know how big the inside of a chimney is?
Well...
About this big. That's how big. So how's a guy like Santa Claus, who's built like a dump truck, how's he gonna come down all those skinny little chimneys, huh?
Well, he holds his breath, like this.
That's like trying to get a basketball into a ginger ale bottle.
Oh, well, then he comes in the window.
Window's locked.
And the door?
Door's locked.
Well, the old incinerator shaft,
or then. The back door.
No. It's the chimney or nothing.
Gee, I don't know how Santa gets in.
Well, if I was you, I'd find out. Because if he doesn't get in, there's gonna be a lot of empty stockings around town tomorrow morning. Merry Christmas.
Oscar walks down the street in his trash can. Patty picks up Big Bird's skates. All the other skaters walk out the doors.
Boy, I don't know how Santa comes down the chimney, but we'll find out, huh, Patty?
Big Bird takes Patty's hand as they follow the group. Everyone smiles and appreciates the Christmas decorations on the street. Olivia with Susan.
I believe in miracles, and I can tell you why. Once a year, the street I live on sparkles like the sky, all hung with lights for Christmas, twinkling everywhere. The world turns bright for Christmas. And if that isn't a true blue miracle, I don't know what one is.
Bob with Gordon.
I believe miracles, I know because I've seen.
Once a year, the place I walk is filled with trees of green, and pine cones smells of Christmas floating through the air. To jingle bells of Christmas,
and if that isn't a true blue miracle, I don't know what one is.
But the greatest wonder of them all is not what's happening around you, it's the way you start to be.
They ride the subway.
Feelings feel so wonderful, you have to let them show.
Maybe that's why everyone begins to get a glow
and fill their hearts with Christmas spirit. They can share.
At the 86th Street station, Gordon, Bob, and Linda carry a Christmas tree. Bob signs to Linda. Olivia playfully shoves David while he walks with Maria. Big Bird and Patty catch up to Oscar.
Hey, Oscar, wait! Hey, Oscar, I know how Santa gets down the chimney. All he does is take that big bell of his and tie it real tight around his waist, and it makes him so skinny he fits right down the chimney.
You are, without a doubt, the stupidest.
The lights from the passing subway shine on Oscar.
Bird I ever met.
Oscar walks off, and Big Bird gives Patty a look. Now everyone strolls down a snowy Sesame Street.
But the greatest wonder of them all is not what's happening around.
Covers himself with butter so he can slip right down the chimney.
Ding dong, you're wrong. And you know what else? I don't think there is a way he can get down the chimney. That's what else. And if he doesn't, no you know what's tomorrow morning.
Feelings feel so wonderful, you have to let them show.
Maybe that's why to get a glow
and fill their hearts with Christmas spirit. They can share. That's the best part of Christmas. And if that isn't a true blue miracle, I don't know what one is. And if that isn't a true blue miracle, I don't know what one is.
By Big Bird's nest, he and Patty find Kermit the Frog.
Hi, Big Bird. Oh, hi, Patty.
Hi, Kermit.
How was the skating party?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Just okay? What's wrong?
Well, everything was okay until Oscar started. How does Santa Claus get down those skinny little chimneys when he's so fat?
And we gotta find out.
See, because if he can't get down those skinny chimneys, nobody will get any presents tonight.
That's what Oscar says.
I see. Well, let us consider the question here. Mm-hmm. How does big fat Santa Claus get down those skinny chimneys?
Yeah.
Well, let us look at it from another angle. Returning to the first angle, it's a simple matter of, you know, I never thought about it before. How does he do it?
Kermit, it's Christmas Eve. We gotta find out.
Okay, let's be scientific about it. Who knows more about Santa Claus than anybody?
The elves.
Mrs. Claus?
Macy's.
No. Kids, that's who.
Kids?
Sure.
Yeah, kids.
Right, so I'm just gonna round up some of the guys. We'll go ask some kids. I'll be back in a nonce with the answer.
Kermit.
Yeah?
I'm a kid and I don't know.
Oh. Well, that's our first answer right there, isn't it?
Now, Bert takes a bubble bath.
Golly,
Christmas Eve, and I still don't have an idea for Ernie's present. It's got to be something really special. What is... Oh, Ernie's rubber ducky. Hey, wait! That gives me a needle idea. I'll get Ernie a soap dish to put his rubber ducky in. What a nifty idea.
Ooh, I'm home, Bert. Oh, Bert? Hey, what's this? Why, it's a paperclip. Why, I bet this is from Bert's paperclip collection. Of course, this is Bert's 1957 Acme. Why, he'd feel just awful if he lost this. Hey, now I know what I'll get Bert for Christmas. I'll get him a cigar box to keep his paperclip collection in. That's what I'll get him. Then they'll never get lost again.
He tosses the paperclip behind him and rushes out. Grover interviews a kid.
Chris?
Yes?
If Santa Claus has to deliver all those presents to boys and girls on Christmas Eve, how does he get down the chimney?
Easy.
With all the presents, the big bag of presents, all those presents. How?
He comes down with his reindeers.
Grover stares at the camera.
All the reindeer join him down the chimney?
Yes.
You mean it's a party?
Yes. They all come down and put the presents in and go up.
Don't the antlers get stuck?
No.
Why?
Because he ties the antlers together with tape.
Kermit.
Tell me this. How does he do it?
He slides.
He slides?
Yeah. Wait, wait, wait. What? Maybe he's magic and he goes small.
He comes to the door and he gets his keys.
What keys?
Santa Claus keys. He squishes!
What happens, though, if Santa cannot get down the chimney, cannot get through the door, it is locked, and cannot get in the window because the window is locked, and he will never bring the presents ever again? What happens?
I don't know. Maybe they'll move. He pushes the button. Then it's open. Then he gets it. Then he steps on the big step. Then he goes in.
And there you have it.
In Bob's living room, Linda teaches kids song lyrics in sign language.
Bob's coming!
Hi, kids.
Hi, Bob.
Linda, you're early. Listen, we have to rehearse a song with the kids. Would you mind waiting? Just maybe you can read a magazine. Okay? Okay. Good. Everybody all ready?
Yeah.
Huh? How are you? Ruby, would you mind turning pages for me?
Bob sits down at his piano.
Okay. When I give you the nod, okay? Okay, here we go.
When Christmas time is over and presents put away, don't be sad. There'll be so much to treasure about this Christmas day and the fun we've had. So many happy feelings to celebrate with you. And oh, the good times hurry by so fast. But even when it's over, there's something you can do to make Christmas last.
The kids sign for Bob as they sing.
Keep Christmas with you. Keep Christmas with you all through the year.
goodness of loving, the gladness of living,
these are Christmas too. So keep Christmas with you all through the year. When Christmas is over, say some Christmas cheer.
These precious moments, hold them very dear,
and keep Christmas with you all through the year.
Yes, keep Christmas with you
all through the
at Mr. Hooper's shop.
Oh, hey there, Mr. Hooper.
Oh, hello, Ernie. What brings you here?
Well, I'm just doing a little bit of last-minute Christmas shopping, and, there. That is a fine-looking empty cigar box up there.
Oh, really? Well, thank you.
Well, Mr. Hooper, I don't have any money, but, suppose I gave you Rubber Ducky here for that cigar box. Would you trade?
Ernie, your Rubber Ducky? Are you sure?
Well, I just gotta have that cigar box, Mr. Hooper.
Well, if it's not very important to you, here you are.
Oh, well, thank you, Mr. Hooper, and, well, here's Rubber Ducky. Goodbye, Mr. Hooper, and goodbye, Rubber Ducky.
Goodbye, Ernie.
Bert.
Mr. Hooper. Mr. Hooper?
Yes.
Mr. Hooper.
Yes.
I am prepared to offer you the deal of a lifetime. Ready?
Yes, I am.
Ta-da! Huh? This is the finest paperclip collection in the Western world. Isn't that a beauty? Now look. See there? There is my jumbo gem right in the middle. Isn't that a beauty? And over there, right by your hand there, that is a chrome-plated one I got at a paperclip manufacturer's convention.
It's very impressive.
Oh, it's wonderful. And they're all so individual. I am prepared to trade you this terrific paperclip collection for just one small soap dish. Color pink. Yeah. Huh? What do you say, Mr. Hooper? Do we have a deal?
Well...
Huh?
I must say, you talked me into it.
Oh, terrific. Thank you.
Mr. Hooper looks between the soap dish and the paper clips.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
He hands Bert the dish.
Thank you, Mr. Hooper. Mr. Hooper, do you think that maybe I could come and visit my paper cook? Never mind.
Bert walks out of the store. He stops and looks back at his paper clips. Grover interviews another kid.
You be Billy, and I be Santa, and I come in your house to deliver presents, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you asleep now, and I'm going to come in on 1, 2... Me, go. Excuse me, Billy.
What?
This is Santa Claus, and I do not know how to get out.
Go to the back door.
The what?
Go through the back door.
The back door?
Yeah.
Where is that? Over here.
Over there.
Where?
Right there.
Over there. Okay, you can go back to sleep now. Okay? I'll try not to wake anybody else up, okay? Yeah. Billy, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Billy, the back door is locked.
Take the window.
The window. Gotcha. Billy, I hate to you. The window is shut.
Open it.
Open the window. Gotcha. Billy.
What?
The window.
Yeah.
It's locked. I'm in big trouble. Dum 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 dum.
Cookie Monster writes a letter.
Dear Santa. Okay. Now what do we ask for? What else? Cookies. Yeah, yeah. Let's see. 2 dozen coconut macaroons. No. Maybe 1.5 pounds of delicious figgy Newtons. Oh, me getting so hungry.
He eats his pencil's eraser.
Me love cookies. Yeah. Oatmeal cookies. Me ask for 3 dozen. What the hey? 4 dozen oatmeal cookies. Oh, me love oatmeal cookies.
He chews his pencil.
Yeah, and how about banana cookies? Yeah, or prune cookies. Oh, yeah, me love prune cookies.
He eats the whole pencil.
Yeah, or chocolate-covered marshmallow with jelly inside cookies. Oh, yeah, me got to write that down.
He looks in his empty hand, then checks behind himself.
Where pencil?
He scratches his head. By Big Bird's nest.
Well, Kermit, we're waiting. What did you find out about how Santa gets down all those chimneys?
Well, the demographics of our survey would indicate that the solution is not altogether definitive.
What does that mean?
Well, let me read you a couple of the quotes here. Let's see. Santa Claus goes on a crash diet every Christmas Eve and loses 200 pounds. Mm. There's several kids who believe that they have rubber chimneys. This one thinks he sends an elf. One little girl said that Santa sneaks in with the rest of the relatives on Thanksgiving and hides in the laundry until Christmas.
Probably not.
A boy on 72nd Street thinks that Santa has very, very long arms. We've got something in here about a chimney stretcher, a fishing pole.
No. This isn't getting us anywhere. Here it is, Christmas Eve, and we don't even know if Santa Claus is going to make it down the chimney. What'll we do?
Now Cookie Monster types on a typewriter.
Dear Santa Claus, me no care what kind cookies you bring me. You surprise Cookie Monster, okay? Question mark. Boy, me wonder what kind cookies Santa going to bring me. Oh, maybe coconut fudge cookies or dainty raisin cookies. Me love raisin cookies. Little raisins.
He eats the typewriter keys.
Or maybe Santa bring me bunch of fortune cookies with delicious paper inside them. Yeah.
He eats the paper and the round metal holder.
Oh, delicious. Oh, Santa bring me bunch of cookies. Yeah. Round cookies.
He eats the round ribbon spools and the ink-covered ribbon.
Oh, yeah. Cookies. Cowabunga!
He chomps on the rest of the typewriter.
Me get so excited when me think of cooking. Oh, yeah, Santa.
He looks around.
Where's typewriter?
Mr. Snuffleupagus wears a Santa hat by Big Bird's Nest.
What are we going to do?
We're going to use the scientific way to find out how old Santa Claus gets his big round tummy down those skinny little chimneys tonight.
Oh, I'm sure it'll work if you thought of it, Bert.
It sure will. And remember, you play the part of Santa Claus, and we'll pretend that this barrel is a chimney. And we're going to see how Santa Claus gets into these chimneys.
Okay, Bert. Ho, ho, ho. Here I go, climbing up to the roof to get to the chimney. Look out below. Ho,
to the top
ho,
of the
ho.
Wall. Thou dash away. Okay, you ready?
Bird.
Okay, what?
What do I do now?
Oh, well, just put your first foot right down in there.
Mr. Snuffleupagus cautiously steps in. His leg fills most of the barrel.
Uh-huh, now the other foot. Okay, and now another foot.
Bird, I don't think Santa has more than 2 feet.
Oh, gee. Huh? Oh, well, just pretend that he has one of his reindeer with him.
Oh.
He squeezes his third foot into the barrel.
Bird.
Hmm?
It's getting harder to ho, ho, ho.
Well, tell you what, let me just look over here and get a different angle on this. Let's see. From here? Uh-huh.
Can I come look too, Bird?
No, you stay there and put your other foot in. Oh, Snuffy! I mean, Santa Claus, look, you've done it. Now we know how Santa gets into the chimneys.
just one thing, Bird.
Yeah?
Do we know how he gets out?
Patty covers her face. Mr. Hooper and Bob chat, holding presents by a snowy stoop. Oscar watches from his trash can.
Well, I'll see you later, Bob. Huh? I have a little errand to do.
Huh? Okay, Mr. Hooper. Oh, Mr. Hooper?
Yes.
Happy Hanukkah.
Thank you, Bob. And a Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Huh. I hope their Christmas trees get termites.
I can't think of anything that's dumber. To a grouch, Christmas is a bummer. Beaming faces everywhere, happiness is in the air. I'm telling you, it isn't fair. I hate Christmas, people loaded with goodwill. Presents, what a thrill! That slushy nonsense makes me ill. I hate Christmas. I'd rather have a holiday like normal grouches do. Instead of getting presents, they take presents back from you.
He makes Bob drop all his presents.
Here comes Santa, girls and boys. So who needs that big red noise? I'll tell him where to put his toys. I hate Christmas. And if you want the truth, I ain't so crazy about Thanksgiving or Labor Day either.
He rips a Noel decoration.
Christmas carols to be sung, decorations to be hung. Oh yeah, well, I stick out my tongue. I hate Christmas.
He breaks an instrument.
I hate Christmas. I'd rather have a holiday with a lot less joy and flash, with a lot less cheerful smiling and a lot more dirty trash. Yeah, Christmas Day is almost here. When it's over, then I cheer. I'm glad it's only once a year. I hate Christmas.
At Bert and Ernie's.
Well, time for bed, Ernie.
Yep, it is beddy by time, Bert.
Yeah, sure is.
Oh, Bert, I can't stand it any longer. Let's open these presents tonight.
Yeah.
Here you are, Bert. One is for you.
Ernie, thanks. This one right here is for you.
Oh, great, yeah. Bert. Hey, but you open yours up first, would you?
Can I?
Please.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Ernie, what a great, superb packing job.
Mm-hmm.
You just cut the ribbon corners so neatly. Now, if I can just slide my finger underneath the paper and get the tape. No, how about a scissor? Well, maybe if I just
Bert,
take
just
the
open
ends.
It up, would you?
Oh, yeah, okay. There. Oh, Ernie, a cigar box.
Yeah.
Oh, hunky-dory.
I got it especially for your paperclip collection, Bert.
What?
Well, I got the cigar box so you could keep your paperclips in it.
Oh. Uh-huh. Yeah, well.
Come on, Bert. Put your paper clips in there so I can see how they look. I just can't wait to see.
Gee, Ernie, Hey, wait, how about your present? You didn't open your present yet.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
Bert.
Yeah, come on, open it up.
Alrighty.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, boy,
I can't wait.
Yeah? Let's see. Figure out how to get in here.
Yeah? I wrapped it good, huh?
You certainly did, Bert. Oh, Why, it's a, oh, that's a soap dish, huh?
That's right. Yep, a soap dish.
Oh, it's beautiful, Bert.
Yeah. I got it for a rubber ducky.
What?
Yeah, so he won't keep falling into the tub and sinking, you know. Hey, let's see how he looks in it. Go get rubber ducky. Yeah.
Come in.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Hooper.
Yeah, I just came by to drop off some Christmas presents.
Oh, wow.
Is for you, Bert.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Hooper.
This is for you, Ernie.
Oh, gee, thanks a lot, Mr. Hooper.
Wow, how nice.
Hey, what did you get, Bert?
Well, I don't know. I'll open it up.
Open up yours first.
Let's see. Should I untie the ribbon or get a scissor and then take it from the outside
Bert!
Here?
Bert!
Yes.
Just open it up.
Yes. Oh, my paper clips. Oh, Mr. Hooper, thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, wow.
But, Bert, how did Mr. Hooper get your paperclip collection?
Never mind, Ernie. Just open your present.
Oh. Yeah, let's see what you have. Let's see.
Let's see here.
What is it? Huh?
It's not... It's Rubber Ducky. Oh, hi, Rubber Ducky.
Ernie, how did Mr. Hooper get Rubber Ducky?
Oh, that's sort of a long story, Bert, but thanks a lot, Mr. Hooper.
You're welcome.
Hey, Ernie.
Yep?
Ernie, we didn't get Mr. Hooper anything.
Oh, you're right, Bert.
You're wrong, boys. I got the best Christmas present ever.
What do you mean?
Yeah, what do you mean?
I got to see that everyone got exactly what they wanted for Christmas. Huh?
Oh.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, Merry Christmas,
Merry
Mr.
Christmas,
Hooper.
Mr. Hooper. Oh.
Gee.
Merry Christmas, Ernie.
Merry Christmas to you too, Bert.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light.
From now on, our troubles will be out of sight.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay.
Monster has an old telephone.
Christmas Eve, too late for a letter to Santa Claus anyway, so me call him. Let's see, North Pole area code, Oh boy. Me get him on phone and say, hi, Santa Claus, Cookie Monster here. Yeah, that's what me say, yeah. Then me ask him to bring me cookies, and me ask him to bring...
He looks at the black handset.
Two delicious, round, chocolate, fudge-covered cupcakes.
He gobbles up the handset.
Oh, no.
With the phone cord hanging out of his mouth, he turns, then looks at his stomach.
Hello.
Oh, boy. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Operator? Hello? Hello? Anybody? Hello?
He tries to pick up the telephone base, but it breaks.
Hello? Me better send telegram.
Patty snuggles with Big Bird in his nest, covered in an electric blanket. Snow begins to fall.
Uh-oh. Well, you better go home, Patty, because it's starting to snow. Gee.
Patty climbs out of the nest, then stops. She looks at Big Bird, who hangs his head.
Don't worry, Big Bird. Even if you don't know how, he'll come down the chimney. Really, he will.
What? Huh? Oh, no. It'll never work.
Patty starts to head off through the snow. She turns back.
Good night, Big Bird.
Big Bird sits with his head in his hand.
Merry Christmas.
Patty's eyes sparkle with hope, but Big Bird doesn't respond. She leaves. He sulks in his nest.
We asked everybody. Kids, grown-ups, everybody. And nobody knows. He'll never get down the chimney. And no one will get any presents. Hey, wait a minute. I can find out how he gets down those little bitty chimneys.
Gordon hangs stockings.
Gordon. Oh, me tried to write letter to Santa Claus, but me got hungry and me ate pencil.
Oh, well, don't worry, Cookie Monster.
But me not write letter. Me eat typewriter, too.
Oh. Well, Santa knows all about you, Cookie Monster. He'll bring you some cookies.
Gordon, me tried to call Santa, but telephone looked like cupcakes, and me ate it. Oh, Santa never bring Cookie Monster cookies now.
Oh. Yes, he will, Cookie Monster, but, you know, it might be a good idea if you left him something, too.
Oh, that terrific idea! Yeah. Santa Claus leave me cookies, and me leave Santa necktie.
Well, yeah, you could,
yeah,
but...
Or shaving cream.
Yeah, well, you see, most people leave him,
Oh, what? Tell me what?
Cookies.
Gordon answers the door.
Oh, hi, Patty. What's the matter?
Big Bird's gone.
Gone? What do you mean he's gone? Isn't he in his nest?
No, he's not anywhere. He was acting so funny when I left him. I thought about him. I went back to see him, and he was gone.
Well, look, don't worry, Patty. We'll find him, okay? Susan, better get your coat.
Now, Big Bird steps out on a snow-covered roof. Some pigeons stand on the ledge, and Big Bird goes to a coop.
Hi, fellas. How's things up here on the roof? Say, Santa Claus hasn't been here yet, has he? No? Oh, good. I'll check out the chimney.
He finds a metal chimney only about a foot wide. It has a metal cover over the top.
Here's our skinny little chimney. So, I'm just going to stay here and watch and see how Santa gets down that little thing. It is cold. I don't see how those penguins can take it.
He looks up at the night sky.
Well, it shouldn't be long now.
Maria.
Big Bird's missing?
Yeah.
On Christmas Eve?
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe he's over at Mr. Hooper's store.
Well, we're going over to Grover's to check, so...
Okay, bye.
Gordon, Susan, and Patty continue down the sidewalk.
Oh, hi, how are you doing? Have you seen Big Bird? He's missing.
No.
He's missing now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Say, look at everybody down there. They're all running around. Someone must be lost. Well, I have more important things to worry about. Like, when the sleigh flies in, I'll go up to Santa Claus and I'll say, Mr. Claus, sir, okay if I watch you go down that skinny little chimney? I could even help.
He wipes some snow off a crate and sits.
Boy, I hope he comes soon.
Big Bird's sleepy eyes start to close. Meanwhile, down on the street.
No luck, huh, Bob?
Nope. And it's snowing harder than ever.
Yeah, and it's really getting cold.
It could freeze out in a night like this.
I'm gonna try over there.
Mr. Hooper comes out of his store. Bob puts his arm around him and points down the street. They split up. On the roof, an icicle hangs off Big Bird's beak.
Oh. No, not yet. Oh, gee. What if he's stuck in a chimney somewhere? Or stacked over Kennedy?
He falls asleep again. On the street, Susan holds a sleepy Patty as the adults talk. They all turn and go to search in different directions. Maria stops by Oscar's trash can. She brushes the snow off the lid and pulls him out.
Hey, what's going on? What? What are you doing, Maria?
Oscar, I hope you're satisfied. You had to start all that stuff about Santa and tiny chimneys, and you've upset Big Bird so much he's gone.
Well, I didn't know he'd do anything dumb like that. I was only teasing him.
Teasing him?
Yeah.
Telling him that Santa's not going to bring anybody any presents because he can't get down a tiny chimney? Now you call that teasing?
Well, he'll come back. He's part homing pigeon. Besides, what's the big deal? He lives outdoors all the time anyway.
Now look here, Oscar. Now, the nest is something different. That's his home. He's got an electric blanket there, and he's got heating pads, and he's around all the people that he loves. But here it is, Christmas Eve, and he's out there somewhere in this big city, and it keeps snowing, and it's getting colder, and he could be in serious trouble unless we find him. So what are you gonna do about it?
Well, I'm gonna find him and bring him back. Get me off of here.
She sets him on the ground.
Come on, hurry up. Get my feet on the ground here. Come on, hurry up, Skinny. Okay. Hey, Turkey, where are you? It's me, old Oscar. Come back.
Big Bird shivers, sitting in a pile of snow. Snowflakes fall all around him, and the wind blows his feathers. A shadow moves toward Big Bird. Big Bird's eyes slowly open. There's nobody on the roof.
Oh, that's funny. I could have sworn I heard some. But there's no one here. Not even any footprints in the snow.
He looks out at the snowy ledge.
What a dream I just had. I must have fallen asleep.
Wow.
Boy, am I cold. I better go down to Gordon and Susan's to warm up for a minute.
He stomps through the snow to the door.
Ooh, I think I froze my giblets.
Patty cries as Gordon carries her to his apartment.
Okay, Patty, let's just go inside and get warmed up. Call your mother so she doesn't worry too much.
Big Bird!
She hugs him.
Oh, hi, Patty. How are you?
Hi, I
rang in. Oh, hi, Gordon. Hi, Susan.
Big Bird, are you all right?
Oh, yes, except for my giblets.
Big Bird, where have you been?
Well, I went up on the roof to see if I could see Santa Claus come, but then I fell asleep. Oh, is it cold? I got so cold I decided to come down and warm up, but I'm going right back up.
No, you're not. You're just going to come in here and bow out. That's what you're going to do.
No, you just come on in here,
Big Bird.
Inside, where their tree was leaned up against the wall with no decorations, they find lights, shiny tinsel, and ornaments on the tree. Stockings with their names on them are filled with toys. Gordon, Big Bird, Susan, and Patty look at the beautifully decorated room.
How he did it.
Big Bird, do you remember what Oscar said to you?
Yeah. Oscar said that if Santa Claus can't get down those little bitty chimneys, then no one will get any presents.
Well, just look around you, Big Bird. Does it look to you like no one's getting any presents?
There's presents under the tree.
No. But it's a miracle. How did he do it?
Well, why do you want to know, Big Bird?
Well, it's important, Gordon.
No, Big Bird. That's not what's important. What is important is, well, we lost you tonight, and we were all very, very worried about you. And now we've got you back, safe and sound. And we're all together for Christmas again. And if that isn't a true blue miracle, I don't know what one is.
I hear the turkey's back.
That's right, Oscar. Come on in.
Oh, hi there, Oscar.
Hey, listen, you big canary. I'm glad you're back.
That's nice, Oscar.
Because I want to ask you a question.
Oh, sure, Oscar. What is it?
How do you think the Easter Bunny can hide all those eggs in one night?
Oscar!
Outside, Bob and Linda stand by a huge Christmas tree signing to each other. Maria and a few others huddle together near a stoop. Big Bird comes outside with Patty, and everyone rushes over to him. Text, production conceived and directed by John Stone. Song lyrics appear as Big Bird hugs his friends.
Keep Christmas with you all through the year. When Christmas is over, you can keep it near. Think of this Christmas day, when Christmas is far away. Keep Christmas with you all through the year. When Christmas is over, say some Christmas cheer. These precious moments, hold them very dear. And keep Christmas with you all through the year. Of loving, the gladness of living, these are Christmas food. So keep Christmas with you all through the year. When Christmas is over, save some Christmas cheer. These precious moments, hold them very dear.
and keep Christmas with you all through the year. Yes, keep Christmas with you.
Gordon and Susan walk into their apartment. Their Christmas tree is bare. Just a few ornaments and tinsel hang on empty branches. Cookie Monster lies on the floor.
Scotch pie, delicious. But Douglas fir give me heartburn. Excuse me.
Gordon and Susan shake their heads. Audio description created by Caption Max, written by Bjorn Long, and narrated by Linnea Moan. Copyright 1978, Children's Television Workshop. A logo, Sesame Workshop.